This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, December 23rd. God's word to you today is secure. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 46, verses 1 to 2, from the King James Version, and it says, God, you are such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. You are a proven help in the time of trouble, more than enough and always available whenever I need you. So we will never fear, even if every structure of support were to crumble away. We pick up today's devotional from our final thought yesterday, which is, as a leader, you have to be careful how you handle fear. Why was Jerusalem afraid? What was their fear? Their king. Herod was afraid, and so everyone was in fear. I'm not saying as a leader you should not be vulnerable, nor am I saying that you should pretend. What I'm saying is you have to be strong for the sake of the people you're leading. You have to know the God that you're serving. What do you think will happen in a business where the business leader is always fearful? People will most likely start resigning because they will conclude that the leader is clueless. Herod was a control freak. He was so afraid and a pitiful man. He was so insecure that the fear of control choked him. Historically, Herod killed his brother-in-law because he heard rumors that his brother-in-law wanted to be king. Herod killed his two sons because he heard rumors that his sons wanted to be king. Who does that? Which man kills his sons because they have the ambition of running a business one day? What else would they be thinking about other than replacing their father? That is their job. Herod killed all these people because he wanted to be in control. When Herod learned about the birth of Jesus from the Magi, he killed thousands of children in the age group of 0 to 2 based on the information he got about the star's first sightings. The fear of losing control was eating Herod up. For many people, the challenge you are facing is your fear of losing control. You are afraid, you just want to be in control, and it makes you insecure. In fact, the more you want control, the more insecure you are. And the more you want control, the more you see that you want to control, the more you are becoming insecure. The more insecure you are, the more controlling you become. It happens in every relationship. Some husbands are super controlling, that they want to control every single thing about their wife. Come on, she is a human being. She has a life. She has free will. Give her a break. No, I'm her husband. She has to breathe me. That is an insecure man. Some women are insecure. If their husbands look out the window of the car, it must be that he's looking at another woman. Can't a man just look outside the window of his car? A very long time ago, I was in a car with a couple. The man and his wife were in front and I was at the back, minding my business. The man was driving, and to me, he just took a glance outside the window when his wife flared up. Pastor, can you see? He's looking again. Pastor, did you see who he was looking at? I said, I did not see anyone. Come on, the man is just driving. He's just checking the signs. When you are married to an insecure man, you're in trouble. But when you're married to an insecure woman, you are in big trouble. Let us pray. Father, you alone are my security, not any man or any title or any possession. You alone are my safe place, and I will not be afraid. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.